Hello, I'm Sonny Melendrez, and welcome to the TEDx San Antonio podcast, featuring brief conversations with our stellar TEDx San Antonio speakers. Now be sure to follow the link on this page for ticket info, complete lineup, and more. Well, Louise Craig is an artist and owner of Louise Craig Designs. Her presentation is titled, Do You See What I Hear? Sound Made Visible, Captured in Glass. We begin with her fascinating background.
I'm the first in my family's generation to go to college, and so I needed to find a way to go to college, and I got fascinated by the United States Coast Guard Eagle. She's a sail training vessel they use at the Academy. And I thought, well, I could sail on her, I could go to the Academy, and so I started looking into that. I went to the recruiter and found out, well, I might not get in because I have poor eyesight. He said, but if you have some military background, you're more likely to get accepted. So he introduced me to the RK program, what was called the RK. I went to basic training, regular basic training in Cape May, New Jersey, when I was a junior in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is 1980. Women had only been in the Coast Guard active duty for about 6 years. So it was still a very interesting time. Then when I graduated from high school, I went to 3 months of my A school, learning to be a bosun mate. A bosun mate is a command rate, they call it. If you're on a big ship, you're doing deck things and all kinds of things like that. When you're in a small boat unit, you can be the commander of the boat. It's usually a three crew person on a 44 or 41 foot boat. You do search and rescue, law enforcement, aids navigation, whatever is necessary. I was a screen printer for a while. I was actually in the costume shop at UT Austin. I had a part-time job while I was in school. Graduated from UT Austin with a BFA in theater, costume design. And then I had an opportunity to join this vessel to the Golden Hind. She was touring the United States. It's a reproduction vessel to celebrate Sir Francis Drake's circumnavigation of the world. Mm. And I was fascinated by history, so I went down, joined up. I had my Coast Guard experience. I had costuming and history experience.
Yeah.
And they were using Macintoshes, and I knew Mac, so I was in. So 27 cities later, I jumped ship in St. Augustine, Florida, and did living history there. It's the oldest continuously occupied city in the United States. Living history, had my costume business. I was an adjunct professor at Flagler College, teaching costume and makeup. Worked on film, some of the A&E biographies, the History Channel, historical biographies. And did that I was there for about 8 years. And then I came home to take care of my father, who was very ill, helped my mom out, and decided I needed something, maybe change a career again. So I got back into computers, but this time teaching computer classes, and became certified in a brand new certification for web design. Kind of surprised me. And they said, congratulations, you're our first certified instructor. And I'm like, oh, in San Antonio? And she goes, no. In Texas? And she goes, no. I said, oh, in the United States? And she goes, no, in the world.
Wow.
And I went, really? You guys got to get more people on this then. But so then I taught that certification for several years. And so that brought me back full circle, because I had started as a computer science major when I first graduated. But so now that's what I do today. I manage websites. And my art is my side, my fun. Part of the theme of my talk, the underlying theme, is the connections between things. Designing a website is a lot like designing a stage production. You have multiple professionals in different specialties, lighting, set, costume. You've got the project manager, the production, the director. Then over here, you've got your programmers, your front-end developers, your graphic artists, your designers, information architect, usability, and the business who wants something done. You've got to bring all these elements of both those things into a seamless production that nobody realizes, 10 to 50 professionals contributed to. You also have to direct people's attention in a stage production. You don't have the benefit of a camera to say, look here, look at this person's face. You have to do it through other means, color, lighting, sound. Same thing with a website. I can't tell you where to look on a website. It's a stage. But I can direct your attention using different principles of how we behave as human beings to get your attention where I need it, or to make it the most usable experience for you.
It's like the shiny object way of...
Right. And there are those things that we respond to, and we cannot die the response to movement. And we also tend to look at things that are bigger, things that are brighter, shinier, things that are grouped together. We try to make sense of so many things in our world, and it's all really so we don't get eaten by the tiger. But if you know those principles, then you can use them to help people, move people through dense information and make the experience better for them.
How wonderful. And how great that you came full circle. And we never know in life what's going to take us somewhere for whatever reason. In this case, it was your dad. You came home to help him. And all of a sudden, here you find yourself in a whole other wonderful part of your career that you are able to now bring all the things that you did before to what it is you're now is. How wonderful. Can't wait to hear you rock the red dot on TEDx.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun, and there's going to be a lot to see in my talk, too, because it is about it's making sound visible. So we're turning something we usually think of as a hearing into something we're seeing.
There you go. Well, TEDx San Antonio is lucky to have you.
Thank you so much.
That's Louise Craig, who'll present her ideas worth sharing at our next TEDx San Antonio day-long event, Saturday, November 12th at the Whitty Museum. Be sure to follow the link on this page for ticket information. And special thanks to our signature sponsors, Rackspace, Geekdom, and Texas Public Radio. With the TEDx San Antonio podcast, I'm Sonny Melendrez. Thanks for listening.